people are still not satisfied that they are not going to experience the same violence, the same intimidation which was visited upon them, particularly in the run-up to the June elections in 2008. I really wish I could be more positive in assuring people about their safety. But what we are doing is as follows. In respect of the meetings we are going to have in the outreach, we are going to make sure that at least 5 police officers are going to be present at each outreach meeting. But then you ask me, you know, 5 police officers are going to be present. But what about what is happening now, and what about what is going to be happening after the persons have expressed themselves? I think we need to make the point very clear that, there is no need to die for a politician, and that it is not worth dying for or worth to commit any act because the politician says you must commit that act. Because what happens in reality is this. The moment you do this, the moment the politician gets what he wants out of that environment, you know, he moves on and he forgets about you. So you don't really gain anything in bashing someone's head because a particular politician says you must do so. In addition to that, I'm also sincerely hoping that, the police should get out of this belief that there are certain parties which can do anything without the police imposing themselves on them, and that the police should apply the law without fear or favor. I'm also hoping that the organ of national healing is pursuing programs which programs seek to heal and reconcile the community so that the outreach program is conducted in relative peace. And obviously, the political will to stop violence, the police force to rein in and apply the law without fear or favor, the organ of national healing, these are institutions which must live after the outreach. And these are institutions which I hope will be addressing this issue for some time to come so that we eventually have a society which is free of violence and intimidation.